Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Gerald Finzi's Prelude for Strings in F Minor, as played by the English String Orchestra, conducted by William Boughton. To help get things started in our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Things continue on in the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson, always happy to be with you. In this noon hour, we'll explore a few works featuring the plucked strings. We'll hear a grand serenade for a guitar, and then later the musicians of Ifeanyi in a beautiful harp concerto by Alan Avanis. Next up is the Guildhall String Ensemble, and we'll hear music of a Swedish composer born in the early 20th century who went by the name of Dag Viren, who was born to a family of modest means but scraped together enough to pursue studies in music in Paris, where he was helped along by Igor Stravinsky. We'll listen to Dag Viren's Serenade for String Orchestra. The Guildhall Strings have the next performance here on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for String Orchestra, that music composed by Swedish composer Dag Viren, and played by the Guildhall String Ensemble, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:27. In the second half of the hour, we await the musicians of Ifeanyi and harpist Yolanda Kononassis in a concerto for harp by Alan Avanis, still to come. Here at the KU campus, it is 84 degrees. That's more or less our expected high for this afternoon. We'll have, for the most part, sunny skies. Tonight, clear, low of 64. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 88. And for tomorrow night, clear with a low of 66. Just a heads up for our listeners here in Lawrence. KPR at 91.5 in Lawrence is going to be off the air for part of the day today and all day tomorrow due to some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan will be on the air, and you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. Before we enjoy that harp concerto, we'll listen to a little bit of music for guitar. Music from a French classical guitarist born in the early 19th century, Napoleon Costa. Was born in the east of France in 1805 and first learned the art of guitar from his mother, who was an accomplished player. He moved on to France and studied guitar under Fernando Sor. We'll listen to one of his grand serenades for guitar, played by guitarist Shinichi Fukada on Kansas Public Radio. And that recording guitarist, Shinichi Fukada, with a grand serenade for guitar written by the 19th century French classical guitarist Napoleon Costa on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:40, 20 minutes to go until the top of the hour, in our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Just a quick note for our listeners in Lawrence. KPR at 91.5 in Lawrence is going to be off the air for part of the day today and all day tomorrow due to some much-needed tower repairs. But all other KPR stations, however, in Emporia, Junction City, and Manhattan will be on the air, and you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. Next on KPR, we have a little bit more music for the plucked family of string instruments. We have music by Armenian-American composer Alan Avanis, whose style is a fusion of Eastern and Western classical music traditions and everything imbued with an air of mysticism, ethereality, and spirituality. We'll hear a beautiful harp concerto he composed, played by Yolanda Kononassis, along with the ensemble Ifeanyi, led by Rudolf Werthen, on Kansas Public Radio. harpist Yolanda Kananassis and the musicians of Ife Amingi, conducted by Rudolph Worthen in the beautiful harp concerto by Alan Havanas, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News, an update of headlines, followed by the next hour, where we have along the London Festival Orchestra for some of the earliest music written for strings by Felix Mendelssohn. That and much more still to come. Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Killing two adults, including a pediatric doctor. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 9, S&P's gained 5, and the Dow is down 6 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Budapest Festival Orchestra and conductor Yvonne Fischer with Slavonic Dance No. 7 in C minor from the first collection of Slavonic dances by Antony Dvorak here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being on hand. More classical music for your afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. This hour, we'll hear a bit of American chamber music for flute, oboe, and cello, three pieces by Arthur Foote, and the BBC Symphony Orchestra with an orchestral suite somewhat similar to Respighi's Botticelli Pictures in the sense that it's music inspired by artwork, frescoes of Piera della Francesca from Boguslav Martinu, all just ahead of us in this 1 o'clock hour of classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Next up is the London Festival Orchestra and conductor Ross Popel for music by Felix Mendelssohn. Early music by Mendelssohn, in fact. In the year of 1821, Mendelssohn was about 12 years old and he embarked on some of his first symphonic writing. Over the next 2 years, he composed about 13 symphonies for the strings only, his string symphonies, and we'll listen to one of them, the 12th in G minor. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. A symphony for the strings section, one of about 13, that was composed by Felix Mendelssohn as a young boy not quite 14 years of age. We heard String Symphony No. 12, played by the London Festival Orchestra, conducted by Ross Popel on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1:30, and still to come in a few short minutes, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, with an orchestral tone poem, some fine art inspired by different fine art, frescoes of Piera della Francesca by composer Boguslav Martinu. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's Summer Reading Challenge in June and July, with challenges and prizes for kids, teens, and adults. Details at tscpl.org/summer. High of 86 today for northeast and east central Kansas. Skies mostly sunny. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, just a touch warmer, a high of 89, sunny skies, a low of 67 for Wednesday night. We'll spend a little time next in the company of the Huntington Trio for a little bit of American chamber music, three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello from 19th century composer Arthur Foote, here on KPR. Three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello by 19th-century American composer Arthur Foote. That performance given by the Huntington Trio on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes to go until the top of the hour, and our next updated news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon. Later on tonight, music continues. After All Things Considered, from 7 to 9, Destiny is your host, sharing tonight some favorite classical hits, like Bach's Third Brandenburg Concerto and Water Music by George Friedrich Handel, plus three symphonies, one about Italy, one about Scotland, and one about chickens. Find out more with Destiny, your host, for more classical music tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. In our next performance, we have some music that was inspired during a vacation to Italy, one taken by Boleslav Martinu in the 1950s, who spent a little time in Tuscany, and among other things, came to admire the artwork of the Italian Renaissance painter Piero della Francesca, specifically his cycle of frescoes, The History of the True Cross. And like Respighi before, with his Botticelli pictures, Martinu was moved to try to capture his feelings in music. We hear next the BBC Symphony Orchestra with the tone poem Frescoes of Piero della Francesca on Kansas Public Radio. Applause for the BBC Symphony Orchestra, and a tone poem from the mid-1950s by Czech composer Boleslav Martinu, Frescoes of Piero della Francesca, on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is just about 2 o'clock, about ready for an update of news headlines from NPR. More classical music in the next hour, where we have an 18th-century Dutch concerto for two violins, plus music by Haydn, Brahms, and much more during another hour of classical music just ahead, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Temperatures in the mid-80s for northeast and east central Kansas this afternoon, sunny skies. Tonight clear, a low in the mid-60s, a sunny day tomorrow, and a bit warmer with a high of 89. For tomorrow night, clear with a low of 67. You're listening to KPR.
At Morning Edition.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Hungarian Dance No. 20, music by Brahms, played by the London Symphony, conducted by Antal Doradi, here on Kansas Public Radio. As we're off and running on another hour of classical music in the afternoon, I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you once again and here until 3. We've got one of the piano trios by Franz Joseph Haydn, plus a little later on the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart, with a fulsome concert suite from an opera known as Der Rosenkavalier, or Knight of the Rose, music by Richard Strauss. Next on KPR, we have some music from a Dutch composer from the late 17th and early 18th centuries, one who served as Kapellmeister to the Conservatory of Antwerp in his time. This music from Willem de Fesch, a concerto for two violins and strings, with the Ensemble Musica Ad Renum on Kansas Public Radio. From 18th-century Dutch composer Willem de Fesch, a concerto for two violins and strings, played by the Ensemble Musica Ad Renum on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:17. Still to come, the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart. They'll be along just around 2:30 or so with a fun concert suite from an opera by Richard Strauss called Der Rosenkavalier, or Knight of the Rose. That's in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City Jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's summer reading and events this June and July, with Adventure Mobile Curiosity Club activities and the Beanstack app to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer-reading. Next on KPR, we're with the musicians of Trio 1790. From Franz Josef Haydn, we'll open up the catalog of chamber works and hear Piano Trio No. 23 in E-flat major on KPR. And so ends Piano Trio No. 23 in E-flat major. Music by Franz Josef Haydn, played by the musicians of Trio 1790, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 1 minute past 2:30, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed by more classical music from 7 to 9. Destiny is your host. In that time, sharing tonight some of your favorite classical hits, like the Third Brandenburg Concerto by Bach, as well as Handel's Water Music. And there'll be three symphonies, one about Italy, one about Scotland, and one that is about chickens. Find out what that's all about with Destiny, your host tonight, for more classical music from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Tonight in northeast to the central Kansas, skies should be clear, low temperatures in the mid-60s. Looks like it'll be another sunny day tomorrow with a high of 89, mostly clear Wednesday night, a low of 67. Then for Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high of 91, and temperatures should hit the low 90s by the weekend. The time is 2:32, and what we have next for you here on KPR is a concert suite from an opera written in 1911 by Richard Strauss, a comedic opera called Der Rosenkavalier, or The Knight of the Rose. It's a comedy story about a young knight who essentially masquerades as a woman in order to get up to some Shakespearean-style antics, all to sabotage the arranged marriage between the woman he loves and a very oafish and bad-mannered baron. The Radio Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart with a concert suite from this 1911 opera by Strauss for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Georges Precha leading the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart in a concert suite from an opera that dates from 1911, music by Richard Strauss, concert suite from Der Rosenkavalier, or Knight of the Rose, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 o'clock, and up next, All Things Considered, from NPR News. Then, later on tonight, classical music continues. From 7 to 9, Destiny is your host. Tonight with music such as Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, Water Music by George Friedrich Handel, and there'll be three symphonies, one of which about Italy, one about Scotland, and one that is about chickens. Find out more about that when Destiny is your host for more classical music tonight from 7 to 9. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson, and thanks as always for joining me for classical music. Here in the afternoon time, we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Here on KPR.
Asked so you can decide. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Support for All Things Considered comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org. This is KPR.